Hey, I'm Tracy Burns. Welcome to Wine on the Street, out on the street at my favorite place, Gary's Wine and Marketplace in Wayne, New Jersey. Oh, Scott's about to pop something. You might hear it. There it is. Gary Fish here with me, Scott Sullivan, marketing guru for Gary's, and we're here to talk about New Year's resolutions. Now, I think, first of all, New Year's resolutions, people put way too much pressure on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They set themselves up for failure.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
But
good point, yes.
It's easy to set wine resolutions, I think, because most of them just mean you should drink more.
Yes.
I think that's...
I agree.
Right?
Yeah. So like, if somebody says their New Year's resolution is work out more, if they don't, they fail.
Right.
This, your resolution is to taste more wine, drink more, no lose.
No, it's actually win-win. But I think it should be more about get out of your box. Get out of the box. Don't maybe even take a month off from buying the wines that you always buy.
Jump into more of an area you feel a little bit uncomfortable with. Learn something new.
And I just conned Gary into agreeing to maybe doing a region or a country a month for 2016.
I think it's a great idea. Ironically, yesterday we talked about that.
Did you?
I was talking marketing without you from a floor point of view. And I said, you know, we need to have focal points.
Yeah.
And every month I'm going to have a call out. Mm-hmm. And I want to take a section in the store and literally take it out of the section or add it to the section. And if it's Bordeaux, have the map of Bordeaux, have descriptors on Bordeaux.
Brilliant.
If it's and pull it in this store, it would be in Wayne's store because it's so big.
So
we would create that section within a section.
We'll come, we'll be here, we'll talk about it. And then
we'll
everyone
drink
can
the
learn. And we'll drink the wine.
That'll be a part of the resolution.
So this notion of learning more, Scott, and you have something in front of us that you want people to learn more about. What is it?
So not only is it great to drink sparkling wine because it's the holidays and this is for New Year's, but people should be drinking sparkling wine more often. It not only is it versatile and goes with many different foods, whether it's seafood or potato chips. I love sparkling wine with potato chips.
Ruffles or not ruffles?
Or Pringles?
I like them. No ridges. No ridges. Like a flat potato chip. Sometimes
Pringles.
A little salt and pepper, which is good. And then what I like most about sparkling wine, well, this one in particular, this is a Prosecco from Sassetti, Livio Sassetti. They're known for doing Brunello's down in Montalcino.
How about that?
He loves Prosecco, so he decided to work with a Prosecco producer and do a nice dry Prosecco. And what's nice about this is it's not sweet, it's not fruity.
It's much drier than most Proseccos that I've tasted.
But the nose is like fruity. Like I'm getting like peach.
You're still getting like the apple, the pear, hints of lime, some white flowers.
I dig that.
I love that.
But it's not as sweet as some typical Proseccos. It's more on the drier side.
So are you thinking start off your meal with it, or are you thinking build your meal around sparkling?
You can do either or. I mean, you can...
No, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to drink it more with fruit.
You're not going to quit. You're just going to drink sparkling the whole time.
Well, the nice thing about Prosecco, too, is, like, you can get a great value Prosecco at $10, but if you spend, like, $5 to $7 more, so you're talking... $15, $16, $17, you get a fabulous Prosecco.
Right, you get a home
this
run
one,
bottle.
This one is $16.99. Yeah. So.
And it's pretty. It's a nice bottle to bring to someone's house.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's a great choice.
I love it. All right, so Scott's going to drink more sparkling. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good idea. Actually, I'm a big fan of pink sparkling. Anything pink, actually.
Yeah, rosé sparkling. And
right?
What's nice about rosé sparkling wine is rosé sparkling wine goes with, like, more... more heavier dishes like salmon, because rosé, you're getting more of the Pinot Noir in there, so you can pair it with more heavier, meaty dishes.
And it's funny, because you have JCB in front of you, which you're taking home.
Which
the
we JCB tasted here before.
Number 69, which is their rosé, is a spectacular, and it's also under $20. My problem is with sparkling rosés, I love the French. You know, I like the JCB a lot, but the French, and it's a little more expensive to drink every day. Although,
still falls within that same range.
Yeah, the JCB.
But this was great. This JCB we had here together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell me now about your New Year's resolutions.
Well, I have so many, you know, but alcohol...
I said, though, don't set yourself up for failure.
I know. Well, this one is, I'm going to try every week to taste a new wine, something I haven't had.
That's awesome.
Or something I haven't had in a long time, because... We learned this year we need to retaste a lot of times in retail, we're tasting so many new wines, we're never going back.
And vintage is always changing.
So vintage changes.
Time in the bottle.
So we need
that kind of
to
stuff.
Retry things. You know, new vintage comes out, we don't taste it. It's selling well, it's on the shelf, we don't retaste.
Fair
so
enough.
That's one of my new, but that's from a business point of view. For pleasure, I'm going to Spain. You know, I did a Spanish seminar in the fall, and I was reminded how many great Spanish wines there are at reasonable prices. But I never, almost never, will I bring home Spanish wine to drink myself.
Why is that?
Because I'm a Napa guy.
So you're the perfect example then to get out of the box.
So for me, you know, and I was thinking because everybody's talking Portuguese, we get a lot of hype and talk about great Portuguese wines and we're selling more
than
ever before.
Yes, yes, yes.
But I started thinking, I said, we have, you know, Spain represents so many grape varieties.
Right.
And so many styles that I have to be able to pair it more depending on the restaurant I'm going
Absolutely.
With or the price range I want to be in on that given night.
And they're growing more Cabernet Sauvignon in Spain, too.
But I'm not going there for Cabernet. Yeah. See, that's the point, because I drink great Cabernets all the time. Every time we have friends over for dinner or we go out for dinner, I am opening a great Cabernet. What I'm thinking about is when we're just cooking at home, mm-hmm. or if I'm going with people that maybe I don't need to open my great Cabernets for, I want to do Spanish and I want to do good quality.
So like a Tempranillo, Crianza.
Rioja. Grenache. You know, there's some $10 yeah. wines that represent great value. And I think that I forget when I'm just thinking dinner, I go home. You know, in the winter, 80% of the time is Cabernet. Otherwise, it's Pinot Noir. You know,
I love that. And I also think the same could be said for the varietals, too. Like you, most people go for a Cab. Pinot Noir, I think, has had its moment in the sun. Mm-hmm. But what about the Malbecs of the world? What about the Syrahs? I had a great Syrah the other night, and I almost forget to pick that out sometimes.
Yeah, there's so many wines you get accustomed to that you're just trying every day, and you're like, it's your go-to, but because you feel comfortable with it. But I think the nice thing of what we offer here at Gary's is we have so many knowledgeable wine team members who can talk to you about the different wines. And this way, you're not just looking at the label and wondering, what am I tasting?
But then I think this also, too, has to be a resolution for customers around the world. Mm-hmm. When you go into a wine shop, don't ask for, I need a great cab.
Right.
Maybe say, I'm serving whatever tonight. Throw me something that I would never think of.
That's a great idea.
The point is, you know, it's funny because we could suggest wine for anything.
Right.
But you really, when you're going into a wine shop, you should know how much you want to spend.
Right.
And what you're doing with the wine.
Fair enough.
You drinking it with a meal? Or are you giving it away, gifting it? This time of year, we do a lot of that. And that will help you get a proper selection.
Right. That'll help focus everyone better.
Yeah.
All right. These are good resolutions.
What's your resolution besides drinking more?
I want to start exploring other countries. Yeah. I think there's so many great countries making wines out there. I've had Greek wines. I know Bulgaria even makes wines. I don't even know where you find them. There were Japanese wines at the Wine Spectator event this year. They're first, like, introduced to this country. I don't know, but I think they're worth a try.
Absolutely.
So we're going to pick some countries.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And like
I'm going to drag you guys along with me.
Okay. I'm thinking also about going back to New York, you know, mm-hmm. New York State.
That's a great
you
idea,
know, Rieslings,
too.
We're carrying more, but I don't taste them regularly. I never think to do that.
Yeah, New York is a blooming region.
It sure is, actually. Mm-hmm. That's a great. And Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, I've had some. I've not had enough to be able
Right, me
to
neither. But I know Virginia's making some great wines other than Donald Trump's Blanc de Blanc. Which seems good.
We had to go there, didn't we? Wow. Will he serve? If he
we
becomes
did.
President, will he serve?
At the White House?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a fine question to ask.
That could cause conflict.
All right, Gary Scott, you guys are awesome. I'm going to hold you to your resolutions.
Okay.
And I'm going to come back here, and we're going to learn about wine. And you two, go out there, try new stuff. Cent'anni.